AVS Media.
We call to order for this regular call meeting of the Llano Planning and Zoning Commission for March 20th of 2025.
AVS Media.
Public comment section. We have three folks here signed up for public comments. And so I have Nev Nicholson. You're going to come up, sir. Go ahead.
AVS Media demo.
And you have 3 minutes for your comments. So.
Thank you. I live here in Llano. My wife and I live on Long Beach.
AVS Media demo.
I'm very good friends. Well, oh gosh, you are requesting permission to make their house an Airbnb.
AVS Media demo.
So, we would love to see it, frankly, for our neighborhood. There's more than a few homes in the neighborhood.
AVS Media demo.
But that's not the issue here. I think having another property on the market that
AVS Media demo.
Rather than going to a motel or hotel would be an asset for the community.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you very much.
AVS Media demo.
Next person that's signed up is Phil Gosch.
AVS Media demo.
Good evening. Appreciate everything. Grateful to be here. My name is Phil Gosch. That's my beautiful wife, Donna, and my daughter, Abby.
AVS Media demo.
I have two other sons. But we own 709 Flag Creek. And so we.
AVS Media demo.
And our family really enjoys it and has a really good time there. And we have. The way the property sits is.
AVS Media demo.
They're facing on Flag Creek this way. And then we have an empty lot, and then there's 703.
AVS Media demo.
The creek this way, or the back side of it. And so on our left side is Hal, and he has.
AVS Media demo.
And wrote a letter in purpose of supporting our. And then next to him is Mark.
AVS Media demo.
And actually, I was wanted to say that we have actually quite a few.
AVS Media demo.
And they're all signed up here. And I'll kind of go into this. But the main thing is, we're really grateful to be there. It's a beautiful place.
AVS Media demo.
On the beach, a large area. We've really enjoyed it. It's probably a very peaceful place. And we enjoy Llano and we
AVS Media demo
here and being a part of the community here. And what we found is that we want to come actually
AVS Media demo.
What the idea is we researched it and there's plenty information out from universities that have studied the short-term
AVS Media demo.
The value of the property. Because the money that's spent on the property or you receive from the property you can invest it back in. And who wants to come
AVS Media demo.
That's right. So that's the idea of it, is it be a place, the vision of it is just to bless our neighbors and
AVS Media demo.
It would be a place where it would bless people to come here. People want to go to the crawfish and experience the beach. It's a beautiful river.
AVS Media demo.
Right now, as I left over here. Beautiful, pristine river. It's super. But we wanted to share that with other people.
AVS Media demo.
We want it for other people. The second thing is, we did it also.
AVS Media demo.
Property by investing back in it. And that's our hope to do that, through the money that we make from the short term.
AVS Media demo.
And to our neighborhood, and as I said, we met with all these neighbors here, and as I kind of run through, you can see no problem.
AVS Media demo.
With this permit, great idea, good idea. No problem with this permit, great idea. No problem. Approved.
Hey, sir.
AVS Media demo.
I promise we can finish up.
Okay, can I just say one last statement?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I just trust you all to make a wise decision.
AVS Media demo.
For another individual, but it's about what's best for Llano and the community. So I trust you'll make what's wise.
All right, thank you, sir.
AVS Media demo.
Can you leave that with Amy?
Sure.
And the next person on AVS the Media for public Demo. Comments would be Donna Gosch.
AVS Media Demo.
For, well, that's, that, then she said they signed up for public commentary.
Yeah, they asked to speak during the public comment.
That AVS Media Demo.
And speak during that discussion time. That's up to you.
Well, we can't respond.
Yeah, we can't
respond to that.
AVS Media
Demo. Wait for the public commentary?
Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Okay, we'll move on to consent agenda.
AVS Media
approval
Demo.
Minutes from the regular called meetings from February 13, 2025, and the minutes from the special called planning and zoning meeting on February 20th, 2025.
AVS Media Demo.
Do I have a motion for that?
I move to approve.
Okay, and we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
AVS Media Demo.
Aye. Okay, motion passed. All right, we're going to move on to the public hearing portion of this. And the way we're going to do this
AVS
tonight is
Media Demo.
We're going to open the public hearing for each item, and then we'll close the public hearing for that particular item, and then we will
AVS
come back
Media
and do the regular
Demo.
Agenda item, and then we'll open the public hearing for the next item, and then do the regular agenda item. That way we can have all the discussion within
AVS Media
the motion
Demo.
And everything else done in one spot in time. Does that make sense? Yes, sir.
AVS Media Demo.
You for the during the public hearing component, yes, sir.
Okay. Is it too late to sign up? Is it too late to sign up?
AVS Media Demo.
Generally, you sign up for discussing something not on the agenda. If it's on the agenda during the public hearing, they will ask people who are
AVS Media Demo.
Come up and discuss. Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to move down to item 4B, and we're going to open the public
Media
hearing
Demo.
On item 4B at this time, which is the Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing to receive written and or oral comments regarding an application
AVS
or a special
Media
use permit
Demo.
For an accessory building on a property zoned single-family 2. The legal description of this property is Miller Edition, Block A3,
AVS Media
one half
Demo.
Of Lot 3, and all of Lot 4. Within the town of Llano, Llano County, Texas, the physical address is 305 West College Street.
AVS Media Demo.
Do I have any public commentary on this at this time?
Are the people here?
Is there anybody here associated
AVS
with this
Media
action at this
Demo.
Time that put in the application?
They're not here. We don't hear it.
AVS Media Demo.
Amy, I didn't get it. I don't have a.
They don't have to be here if you.
I don't have a printout.
AVS Media Demo.
Discussing
the
today.
They're not represented, and we don't Sorry. Hear it, and we can even dismiss it.
That's not. I mean, so he's out of town.
AVS Media Demo.
He was out of town for this one. Did you have any questions that I might
answer?
AVS Media Demo.
On that address, are they trying to put that on the right side of the house there as you look at the property on the
no,
street?
It's going to be on the rear lot.
AVS Media Demo.
The alleyway.
What is it?
So behind the house, they're going to put it behind the house?
What is it for?
AVS Media Demo.
Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of behind the house, there's kind of a makeshift driveway there.
No,
or?
No. So it's
AVS Media Demo.
Okay, I didn't go down.
Nobody uses it, so it's actually somewhat blocked off. But the alleyway.
AVS Media Demo.
On either side of his property, that is actually right up against the alley as well. He just wants to be up against that alley, that property.
AVS Media Demo.
He would like to, you know. Potentially purchase the alley, but everybody has to purchase it. So he just wants to be able to utilize that.
AVS Media Demo.
So you have to have a permit to do that.
He has to have a permit, yeah.
So there's probably a setback involved.
Well, this is where the setback is. He's trying to get a variance.
AVS Media Demo.
Approval for that, and then he'll have to go through a variance.
Yeah, because I noticed pretty much every address there in that area around that house has
AVS Media Demo.
Storage building too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, historically, most of them have been there a long time.
We're small.
I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing portion of this.
AVS Media
for
Demo.
Item 4B, and now open the regular agenda item for item 4B. Discussion and possible action to approve a special use permit for an accessory building.
AVS Media Demo.
Two, the legal description is Miller Edition Block A3, one half of Lot 3 and all of Lot 4 within the town of Llano. The physical address is 305 West College
AVS
Street.
Media Demo.
And do I have any discussion for that?
I don't see any problem with it.
Okay. AVS Media Demo.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
Motion that?
I second.
So we got a motion for approval and a second.
Motion for approve.
AVS Media Demo.
Send on the council. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passed.
Okay,
this time we'll open
Media
up the public
demo.
Hearing on item 4D. And this is the Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing to receive written
AVS
and
Media
comments
demo.
Regarding an application for the special use permit for the purpose of an accessory building located within zone single family SF4. Legal description
AVS
of this property
Media
is
demo.
Miller Edition Block D8, lots 7 through 12 within the town of Llano, Llano County, Texas. The physical address is 804 West Lampasas Street.
AVS Media Demo.
Is there anybody here that is speaking on behalf of the applicant for this? Or is there any public commentary? Huh?
AVS Media Demo.
Okay. So, go ahead.
I had questions on, because I was kind of confused real quickly.
She's not here.
AVS Media Demo.
Let's close the public side of this then. I'm going to close the public hearing and open up the regular item agenda.
Okay.
For item 4.
AVS Media Demo.
Discussion and possible action. Approve a special use permit for the purpose of an accessory building located.
AVS Media
located
Demo.
Located at 804 West Lampasas Street. Discussion.
I think I would like to maybe table this until...
AVS Media Demo.
Questions. And it clearly states in the ordinance that if they don't show up for planning and zoning, then we do not hear.
AVS Media Demo.
I don't think that's right.
I'll show it to you.
I've looked it up a couple different times.
No, but and it's just, is that just PNZ or?
AVS Media Demo.
Okay. Maybe it's different from Kevin.
I was not aware of that either.
Yeah. People come through and, like, for example, the one you
AVS Media Demo.
So I'm kind of like.
I was not aware of that, so. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
So,
AVS Media Demo.
What is this building being used for? Or
well, that's what.
Okay, I just didn't know.
AVS Media Demo.
So, going forward, is.
I'm going to move. Go ahead.
Are they going to be required to submit another here?
AVS Media
no, we
Demo.
Can, no, sir, we can vote to table and then they can come back at the next meeting. So.
And you have a motion on the table.
Yeah, so
AVS
no
Media Demo.
Okay, so we have a motion to table this and bring it back at our next regular agenda meeting. Do I have a second?
AVS Media Demo.
Okay. All right, and then so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion's passed. All right, so we'll close that
AVS
regular item
Media
agenda
Demo.
And now we'll move down to public hearing on item 4C. Item 4E, and that's
AVS
the Planning
Media
and Zoning
Demo.
Commission will hold a public hearing to receive written and oral comments regarding a rezoning request from single family 4 to commercial. The legal
AVS Media
of the
Demo.
Holden Block 64, lots 3 and 4. Public hearing is open for that this time. Is there anybody here that is here to talk about that agenda item?
Okay. AVS Media
and
Demo.
If you'd like to come on up, sir, first. And
I apologize if this sounds a little robotic.
AVS Media Demo.
Same.
That's good policy.
All right. Good evening, members of the
AVS Media Demo.
Fellow residents. My name is Jacob Barkley, and I reside at 113 West Houston Street, Llano, Texas. I stand before you today not only as a homeowner and neighbor, but as a proud American.
AVS Media Demo.
Dedicated years of service to protecting our nation. I served 6 years on active duty in the United States Navy, entrusted with one of the most critical missions, national security, flying nuclear.
AVS Media Demo.
I operated in high-stakes environments and to ensure the safety and security of our nation during some of the most critical moments in modern history.
AVS Media Demo.
Core values of honor, courage, and commitment, and principles I continue to bring to my community today. I chose to make Plano my home because it's a place where families can grow.
AVS Media Demo.
Where the American dream is still alive. That's why I, like many others, invested in my community. Because this area was designated and planned as residential use, new families have just moved in.
AVS Media Demo.
Neighborhood. Not because it's a commercial hub, but because it's a safe and quiet place to call home. Now we're being asked to change that. We're being asked to turn our backs on
AVS Media Demo.
What it is today for the benefit of commercial interests. But let's be clear, if developers want to build, let them do so in areas that are meant for commercial
activity. AVS Media Demo.
Establish residential neighborhoods, rezoning residential properties for commercial use will have immediate and lasting negative impacts on home values. Studies consistently show
AVS
that
Media Demo.
Developments lose value, often significantly. The moment this area is rezoned, our home investments will depreciate. For many of us, our homes are
AVS Media Demo.
Investments we made in good faith, trusting that zoning laws will protect us. A rezoning decision that prioritizes businesses over residents will devalue our properties and disrupt
AVS Media Demo.
Uncertainty for many homeowners. We must reject this rezoning request and protect the integrity of our residential neighborhoods. I urge this commission to
AVS Media Demo.
One that prioritizes the people who live here over outside commercial interests. Our communities, our home, and our future depend on it. Thank you for your time, your service to our city, and for listening
AVS Media Demo.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
And
is there someone here on this that would like to speak about it more?
AVS Media Demo.
I've asked, but I haven't seen anybody. So is that the person in the back there? You want to come up and discuss this, sir?
I will.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah. So I'm the owner of the property, and I'm also the owner of the commercial property.
AVS Media Demo.
Right next door to these lots. So and when I bought the whole property, everything was together.
But AVS Media Demo.
Four were zoned residential. So as a the way the property
AVS Media Demo
sits, there's always going to be a need for access.
AVS Media Demo.
If you're going to use it like docking or whatever, unloading and reloading to store stuff there. So that's kind of
AVS Media Demo.
Process is to just, since that's kind of all together, to rezone those two lots into commercial.
AVS Media Demo.
The florist shop is right next door to it, which is commercial property, and then of course, it used to
be AVS Media Demo.
So your intent with the lots that are there is to build a loading ramp there and a loading area with
AVS Media Demo.
There's a ramp already there. Currently, it has been filled in with gravel so that you can drive up into the building. But
AVS Media Demo.
But it looks like it's also been used as a back loading dock for a semi can back up into there too if that granite wasn't there.
AVS Media Demo.
I don't know the full history of the property from the beginning when it was first built, but I've learned a little bit here and there.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm hoping to lease it out to another company that can hopefully bring jobs to Lano. So that's
AVS Media Demo.
Is bringing jobs and bringing another business to Lano and helping to improve the city. So
AVS Media Demo.
For something that you want to put in there?
I personally don't. It's open for leasing right now. I'm looking for opportunities.
AVS Media Demo.
Businesses in.
So these two are the lots where the no trespassing signs are currently, right? Yeah.
AVS Media Demo.
There's one house on the block on the corner.
Yeah, the house on the corner is not mine. That's someone else's house
okay.
on the corner there.
AVS Media Demo.
Okay. All right, sir. Do we have a public commentary? Go ahead.
AVS Media Demo.
Jed Garland. My address is 208 West Jones Street. I've got a house there on a property, a residential property on.
AVS Media Demo.
I drive by this property here, and I spoke a little bit at the permit office about the plan. The building, you know, the way I
see AVS Media Demo.
I was told that he might be putting an 8-foot privacy fence around that lot.
AVS Media Demo.
Once we rezone it to commercial, it opens it up to being a storage yard for materials. And that is a residential.
AVS Media Demo.
It is next to a commercial property, but it's next to a commercial property that's fronted on 16. And so that commercial side on that west side is
all AVS Media Demo.
We start going down West Leon Street. We really are encroaching into residential territory. I've got a friend that lives on that block. I thought
AVS Media Demo.
Happy to see that it would be commercial. So the loading dock is situated in such a way where it looks like access is through this
AVS Media Demo.
Right now, it's okay to access that loading dock through the residential property the way it is. I don't think a rezoning to access that dock is necessary. That's what it's being used for.
AVS Media Demo.
Commercial, let's say in the future that building comes down and those lots that we're rezoning become a convenience store, so for 24 hours a day.
AVS Media Demo.
16 in West Leon, that's access through 29 all the way up Pittsburgh Street, and those are all residential. I think if he needs to
AVS Media Demo.
We'll utilize the dock the way it is and not expect to be able to store items outside in what is a very quaint residential community. If we put up
AVS Media Demo,
which is 8 feet in commercial areas, that is like a nuisance in a community that doesn't have fences right now.
AVS Media Demo.
People houses on Houston Street, there is commercial frontage on 16. But let's keep the commercial frontage on 16 where it is and not start rezoning.
AVS Media Demo.
He's here. And this is not only, I don't know you from this, that's not the only negative feedback I've gotten about.
AVS Media Demo.
That warehouse comes down, those lots could be anything. And we're not just talking about like outdoor storage, but we're talking about noise.
AVS Media Demo.
Use chart that we just passed the other day. You can have a variety of businesses, a commercial, and so now we're taking
AVS Media Demo.
And that's all residential. So I urge you not to approve this. And, you know, for the owner, I think if
AVS Media Demo.
Loading dock the way that it is, and I don't see any problem with vehicular access to the commercial property through the residential, but we're rezoning it.
AVS Media Demo.
Whatever you want.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
AVS Media Demo.
Good afternoon. I'm speaking to my parents. They own that house right behind that property, 108 West Leon.
AVS Media Demo.
I've been here 20 years, and my parents bought that house around 25, 30 years ago. And we saw it when that place was a recycling center.
AVS Media Demo.
We didn't have any issues with them docking or anything like that in that area. So we were just concerned on our side.
AVS Media Demo.
As neighbors to that property, you know what I mean? So I would just, you know, say to y'all, I would think about it really hard about this. Right now,
AVS Media Demo.
Back up and do whatever he needs to without making this a different zone. You know, because again, he's been there and we've seen
AVS Media Demo.
Warehouse. I think a beach store was there before, and I think in the recycling center there was there before. So there's ways.
AVS Media Demo.
Building this area commercial, and that's also going to affect us. I'm not sure about the taxes or stuff like that, but it's also going to affect us.
AVS Media Demo.
To that property, so just want to say that to them.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Do I have anybody else out that wants to talk on this item?
AVS Media Demo.
Agenda 4E. Okay. All right. I'll be closing the public hearing portion on item 4E. Moving on to regular agenda item
AVS 4E, Media Demo,
which is discussion and possible action to approve a rezoning request from single family four to
AVS Media Demo.
The property is holding block 64, lots 3 and 4. Do I have any discussion at this time?
AVS Media
Demo.
Kind of hard. Yeah. first, we had trouble finding the property, and thank you, Amy, for having a map.
AVS Media Demo.
It's really hard to find on the CAD for us in the beginning. And we really appreciate the homeowner coming and explaining this to
AVS Media Demo.
In our eyes, it is 16 frontage, and it is commercial along there. And Llano does need business. And
AVS Media Demo.
That whole part of town needs help. And so in my mind, when I originally
AVS
saw
Media
this,
Demo.
And I really appreciate y'all, is that this made sense to be continuous commercial, especially for somebody who wants
AVS
to put,
Media Demo.
Some kind, possibly even manufacturing in that space, because that is a very large space. And I don't know how long it's
AVS
been vacant,
Media
but I was
Demo.
Very surprised in that when I examined the property. And so I personally, it was persuaded to go along with
AVS Media
on
Demo.
That eyes for it to be a viable space that could be totally used because it is on 16 and that whole
AVS
area
Media
kind of
Demo.
Industrial commercial area at this point in time.
Well, but on the other hand, when you have three people who
AVS Media Demo
who object to it, that carries an awful lot of weight with me. Because they were here first.
So I
AVS Media Demo.
When you bought the place, you knew what the zoning was. The plan, I'm sure, is just preliminary. To me, it showed like
AVS Media Demo.
That commercial space, that existing space, was broken off like in booths. Like you might have many tenants.
AVS Media Demo.
Do you have a plan like that? And is that your intention, or because that presents parking problems?
AVS Media Demo.
Currently, right now, it could be broken up into three different sections potentially. Different
AVS Media Demo.
Either just the front retail, the middle section, or the back.
AVS Media Demo.
But it depends on who comes in. There's the middle section has the dock, the side dock access as well. Which
AVS Media Demo.
Ideally, the front and middle section go together at most, and then the back end would be another. The back end really right now.
AVS Media Demo.
Storage. I mean, it's with its what the way it's configured and stuff and what it's set up for. So. Yeah.
AVS Media Demo.
That answers your question.
It does.
Okay.
So
it's making it easier.
Yeah, I wanted to say I appreciate the public commentary.
AVS Media Demo.
Looked at both sides of it for the area that's there, and I thought one of the things that was an issue with it is
AVS
really not
Media
knowing what
Demo.
Could possibly go there in the future because when it's zoned commercial, it opens up to a lot of different uses that could go in there. And with the residential house there,
AVS
no
Media
it,
Demo.
There could be issues with that. So anyway, I'll open it up. Does anybody have a motion concerning this item?
AVS Media Demo.
I move that we don't approve this at this change of zoning at this point in time.
AVS Media Demo.
All right. And have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion's passed.
AVS Media Demo.
Okay, we'll open up the that'll close that regular agenda item for 5E, and now we'll move on to
AVS Media Demo.
The public hearing for item 4D, or correction, 4A. The Planning
AVS
and Zoning Commission
Media
will hold
Demo.
A public hearing to receive written and oral comments regarding an application for a special use permit for the purpose of a trade day's market located within
AVS
Zone
Media
North
Demo.
Business District. The legal description of this property is reference Prop ID 57292-39230, building parcels and 66707-39108, 57293,
AVS Media Demo,
2543, 21022, undeveloped parcels within the town of Llano, Llano County, Texas. The physical
AVS
address
Media
is 202
Demo.
West Grayson Street, The public hearing portion of this is open at this time. Do I have public commentary?
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we'll start with introductions. I'm Jordana Merrill, formerly Jordana Miller.
AVS Media Demo.
From Lano, fourth generation. And then this is my husband. We've been married for 10 years now.
10 years, known each other.
AVS Media Demo.
Met. Do what? Oh, sorry, Chase Merrill. Yes, Chase Merrill. known each other for 14, married for 10.
AVS Media Demo.
We met at work, worked for a general contractor up there, kind of had a passion for construction, and then started
AVS Media Demo.
Fell in love with Lano for all the same reasons that everybody else has. There was an opportunity that popped up. Jordana and her family.
AVS Media Demo.
I don't want to steal that.
I grew up in my mother's antique mall. So my sister and I were raised there.
AVS Media Demo.
Since then, my sister Amber Klepper and then her husband Eric Klepper are our partners in this business. Unfortunately, she is.
AVS Media Demo.
Present with us. But she currently owns Serendipity that opened about a year ago over by the Badu House. So
AVS Media Demo.
For the property behind the Dollar General. It's the 10,000 square foot barn and then the 3 acres. So we
AVS Media Demo.
The antiques and community and try to figure out a way to blend all of that. And then with our expertise and logistics.
AVS Media Demo.
Wanting to make sure it's aesthetically pleasing, which is a great opportunity to take what's currently there in a prime location.
AVS Media Demo.
We've talked about it in the past, like we were surprised that nothing's ever happened with that property, and my sister happened to call me in January and say, I've got this great idea, and it just felt.
AVS Media Demo.
My vintage business is called Kismet Vintage, and hers is called Serendipity. We chose those names separately, and it feels like one of those.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, that gut feeling. So what we want to do with it as far as the programming, the bigger picture is to do
AVS Media Demo.
So we'll have it from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The hours will most likely be like 9 to 6.
AVS Media Demo.
With that, so more to come on that. Looking at doing it the second weekend of every month. And as far as vendors, we're looking for
AVS Media Demo.
Vintage vendors, local artisans, if there's anything farmers market style. So we're looking at doing
AVS Media Demo.
Indoor booths, and then also having on the site map that we provided, there's a space designated for parking as well. So we
do AVS Media Demo.
Affecting anything around the park area. We want it to be family friendly, which. I've been to vintage trade days over in
AVS Media Demo.
Often. It's so focused on the vintage side. We want it to be more family friendly. So I'll let Chase talk about logistics in
a second. AVS Media Demo.
It's a location because it is next to the park and next to areas where the families can go play and the kids need to get away or.
AVS Media Demo.
We're just excited to be in that commercial area closer to the vintage stores as well.
AVS Media Demo.
So I do love antiques, and Joe brings home a lot of neat things that I've never seen before. My passion, other than supporting her, is
AVS Media Demo.
People like to socialize. I worked in construction for a long time, but my favorite job was at the grocery store in college, just checking people.
AVS Media Demo.
So with this market and what I would like to do with it is bring more things that would bring in families.
AVS Media Demo.
Concessions or beer garden. We would love to do some live music, family friendly live music. But that way, while people are shopping,
AVS Media Demo.
Maybe go sit down over here and maybe get a Sprite and a hot dog or something. And oh, there's a band playing and just get people here.
AVS Media Demo.
And happy. And like Joe said, where that location is right by the park, right by, you know, there's the falls and those few shops right there.
AVS Media Demo.
In my mind, if people are coming in and they're, you know, they're doing the trade day and then they're dispersing out. And they're going to the square and they're walking the square.
AVS Media Demo.
bringing people in and they start talking and there's a buzz and it's just, it's fun. I feed off of that and just seeing
AVS Media Demo.
And construction is fun and it was a puzzle, but it's not my end all be all. You know, this is turning into
AVS Media Demo.
And a way that if it's successful and it goes and we get everybody's blessing, we would like to move down. We want to settle down here.
AVS you know, Media Demo.
Move up and I want to get out of the city because I'm just, I'm over it. It's got its good sides and bad
AVS
sides,
Media Demo.
People here, I fell in love with Lano. I like that I go to the Ludi Watkins and everybody seems to know me, but I don't know them yet because they know her family. And it's just
AVS
fun.
Media
fun
Demo.
And community. And you don't get that where we're at necessarily. And so this is a passion project, but it also
AVS Media Demo
allows us to move down and be a part of the community. So we want it to be good, and we want everybody to be a part of it. If the town has something,
AVS Media Demo,
do it. I want it.
So we are the Chuck Wagon cookoff is using the Leon for overflow parking. So we're already
AVS Media Demo
in the area that's already used that land in the past. So we want to be sure we're not impacting anything that's currently happening. One of the other items
AVS Media Demo.
This is the original. Passion was just doing the vintage trade days. I didn't see it listed specifically on here, but on our permit image.
AVS Media Demo.
So we were.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because I was like, wait, are the kids supposed to be in there?
I got too excited and just went all out on the.
AVS Media Demo.
I think it's such a great location. It's a lot of land. What can we do outside of just those 3 days of that weekend? And talking to
AVS Media Demo.
Everyone else that. It seems that we're missing that in Lano, that piece of commerce and everything else. So I have a ground thumb, but thankfully a lot of people
AVS Media Demo.
So part of what we wanted to look at for approval is taking the space. It's on the site map, but it's at the corner of
AVS Media Demo.
So using that space to do a plant nursery. And that would be open. Right now we're thinking more like Wednesday to Sunday.
AVS Media Demo.
Weekly.
Okay.
And then my sister's shop is just down the road, so if it's by appointment, someone can run over and check someone out. So we want
AVS Media Demo.
Community effort and a community item, so something that isn't just bringing people in, but we're also benefiting the local community.
AVS Media Demo.
Little tree farm. The Star Nights is right there. And if you don't want to be mean, the hot chocolate, the warm lights, and then come pick up a tree.
AVS Media Demo.
So on the special use permit that you guys submitted, so it lists nursery at the top, and yes. So like in that area,
AVS Media Demo.
Your event sound like it would fall under temporary sales and street vending, which is authorized in North Business District. So there's no
AVS Media Demo
for that. So the length of the events, or we're talking about a weekend, and then vendors are setting up there, and then they're leaving.
Yes.
And then they come
AVS
back.
AVS Media Demo.
Once a month, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it would look like it does now, other than any permanent
okay.
thing that we would have.
Yeah, the beer garden portion, I mean, alcohol sales are authorized.
AVS Media Demo.
So the only item that's there that requires an SUP would be the nursery. And
okay.
But on the
AVS
side
Media
of it,
Demo.
If you have any outdoor storage, that's not authorized in the North Business District. So whatever nursery concept that you have would have to have
AVS Media Demo.
You can have an outdoor yard or any of that kind of stuff for the nursery component in North Business District. It's authorized in commercial, but it's not authorized.
AVS Media Demo.
So I'm just letting you know that on whatever concept that you had for that, we would need to know more about that, I guess, to see how that would work out.
AVS Media Demo.
Two others on this was that the intent? Was they're just asking for the SUP for the nursery, or was it for the
AVS Media Demo?
And we kind of got this in stages, so
yeah.
I think we just got pictures.
Right, the flea market is on here.
Yes.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah.
Right. Are you looking at doing this in phases or
yes.
Most likely. Yes. I think that the existing structure is going to
AVS Media Demo.
Putting heads together to figure out what is going to be required for that. You know, ADA, egress, a lot of that makes sense.
AVS Media Demo.
Alarms and sprinklers and what would be required for that. So if we could, we would like to get this initial special
AVS Media Demo.
The nursery, which that might be different now, but then the hosted outdoor flea market.
At least get the outdoor started.
Yes.
And so then as we're
AVS Media Demo.
I've got one more concern.
Yes, sir.
I got out of Dallas 35 years ago this morning.
AVS Media Demo.
Fuel storage over there. I remember there being a plant that made feed, ground feed. I don't know if they had.
AVS Media Demo.
Is there an EPA study, anything about that, the land itself, that needs to be done before we start it?
AVS Media Demo.
Heatherson.
Yeah. I hadn't seen any. I would think it would have been in the disclosure document of the selling.
We
can certainly
look at that.
AVS Media Demo.
I don't want to approve it and y'all get started and have a big problem. It's just a question I'm asking.
Hey, Heather.
Brian,
so
are you talking about
is there an environment? Is there
AVS Media Demo.
I don't know.
The building,
I mean, I just remember.
Will this work? Or, do you know? Or,
way back when there was fuel there, so there's probably leaks and.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm not trying to bust into
my components like that they're talking about, if you go through the land use charts, are individually okay, except
AVS Media Demo.
I can't really see where there'd be an environmental impact report that would even be necessary. And nothing is really.
That's AVS
Media Demo.
Permanent, except for that.
I can ask, I think, like an asbestos report when you buy a building.
AVS Media Demo.
Okay, so I'm Jim Chahine. If you're going to put any kind of commercial or lending on this type of institution, you're going to need to get a phase one environmental
AVS Media Demo.
You're going to have to get for anything that we do around the country. So you're going to have to get that simple $20 report. It's going to report it to any RECs.
AVS Media Demo.
It'll identify all the areas. So it'll tell you the history of that report, go back to stand form reports from the 1800s.
And we'll see the
AVS Media Demo.
It's probably stale, but only good for a year. Okay. So you're probably going to get a new one.
So what was that called?
It's an ESA, Environmental Survey Analysis.
AVS Media Demo.
And again, none of that impacts what we're doing here today.
No, but it's
yeah,
to have it.
I know.
It goes back to your point, which is very, very relevant.
Yeah, it is.
No, I mean,
AVS Media Demo.
You can't do.
Yeah.
Heather, did you have so the history for you to add?
So again, I'm going to come back to the AVS Media Demo. So to get clarity, so when it goes to council, they'll know what they're approving or not approving. And so the only item, based on your description,
AVS Media Demo.
The term flea market, now that's a whole different story. If you say flea market, it requires an SUP.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
AVS
that's two
Media
items that
Demo.
We'd have to have on an SUP for approval for council. So based on your description,
AVS
the
Media
flea market,
Demo.
Why are you using that term for flea market?
Is
it because it's just a common term, or
we called it
AVS Media Demo.
So again, temporary sales and street vending is an authorized use in Northern Business District. Temporary sales.
AVS Media
you have it
Demo.
Described on our map here,
and
an outdoor market.
And you don't have a flea market anywhere on your concept, so I'm just
saying
AVS Media Demo.
Vending is authorized.
Just to clarify for definitions, temporary sales and street vending, like you described, they're going to come in, they're going to sell, and then they're going to take everything, and they're going to
AVS Media Demo.
Markets are more of a permanent structure. You have them set up. You have that. That's going to be more.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So you would have to, if there's something you want to do with that in the future like that that's more permanent, you would, if it's, it requires an SUP, you'd have to come back to him.
So for that
AVS Media
sales,
Demo,
would we go, let's say this is rocking and rolling, would we come every month to get a new one, just get it to one time?
Okay. No, because it's authorized.
No, AVS Media Demo.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's permanent at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll call. Alcohol sales are authorized there, so like your beer garden concept, as long as you meet all the building codes component of that.
AVS Media Demo.
With the city, you would be good for that and everything else. So.
And your water hookups and sewers, whatever that is. Looking at that building, it's...
AVS Media Demo.
It's a ramshackle shack.
It's a very
and I was very...
Okay.
So I was excited that you have this adventurous heart to take. This is a big project.
Yes.
And not until I saw the pictures that just came out yesterday was I going, wow, they've really put some thought into this.
And
I was...
Yeah.
It is Media Demo.
Job right now.
I was so, very impressed.
2 weeks ago, and we decided we were both still working full time back home, and it was pulling, and so.
AVS Media Demo.
I guess I got lucky, or not lucky. I don't know. We'll see. So this is me is working with y'all and with Heather and.
AVS Media Demo.
To get it going.
Okay. Does anybody else have any more questions before I ask if there's any other commentary or? For our owners.
Kelly, did you have a question?
Okay.
AVS Media Demo.
Wouldn't it be acceptable for y'all to go ahead and approve it, knowing that if they built a greenhouse, that it would just have
AVS Media Demo.
You know, they have to have an enclosure for your
own. Yeah, no outside storage.
That's what's on the SUP. It doesn't have any outside storage. But I'm just letting you guys know.
AVS Media Demo.
It's all about plants.
That's what's there. Yeah.
Well, in the picture I saw, it was open building.
That's
like
what we're hoping.
And we're going to go look at some tomorrow, so this is great.
AVS Media Demo.
No, it needs to be.
Because that would be in line. With what you need to have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we do like a three-sided
AVS Media Demo.
So shade, because some plants need different shade.
Yeah.
And you can have your cash wrap desk there.
So John, are we going to...
I'm going to...
The motion, is it for the...
We're not to the regular agenda item yet, so... But we're still just on public, so... So does anybody else have any commentary on this item? On the public side? And do you guys have anything else?
AVS Media Demo.
For the outdoor market, part of what we want to do is some permanent fencing, especially like around the beer garden. For
AVS Media Demo.
Kids can go play or around the nursery.
Keep them in one spot.
Is there anything that we need to do for approval with that?
That'd be all three building codes division.
It's all
AVS Media Demo.
I didn't see any 8-foot solid fencing
anywhere.
It was very beautiful.
Cattle.
Yes.
Cattle panel.
Yeah, it was very beautiful.
Media demo.
Okay. We want it to blend in to the district. Yeah. We want it to look like it's been there forever.
And you can look into the river.
Yes.
Okay. It's gorgeous.
All right.
AVS
All right, we'll
Media
close
demo.
The public hearing portion on item 4A, and we'll open up regular agenda item 5A, discussion and possible action.
AVS Media demo.
For the purpose of a trade days market located within the zone Northern Business District. The legal description of this property is Ref Prop ID 57292-39291-39230, building parcels and 66707-39108-52293-25-0022, undeveloped parcels within the town of Lano County. The physical address is 202 West Grayson Street. Is there any discussion about it?
AVS Media Demo. Okay,
once again,
I think the
special use permit for the nursery with the caveat that there will be no outside.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah,
is that what we're looking at?
Well, that's what's specified on the...
On the...
Okay.
Form. And is what's specified on the actual application.
AVS Media Demo.
Worked with it. It says nursery. So I guess the what we need to do is just specify that this... approval to send to council if we do
AVS
that.
AVS Media Demo.
It's for nursery, comma, retail, as specified on our zoning chart.
So I move AVS that Media we approve Demo. A special use permit for the purpose of a trade day market, including a plant nursery.
AVS Media
retail,
Demo.
Retail area.
Without outdoor storage.
Without outside storage.
Okay. That's a mouthful.
We have a second. All right, we have a motion and a second.
AVS Media Demo.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll close that regular agenda item, and now we'll move on to our last item on the agenda tonight, which is going to be public hearing portion for item 4C,
AVS Media
the Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing to receive written and or oral comments regarding a special use permit to allow of a short-term rental located within single-family
AVS
zone
Media
1.
Demo.
The legal description of this property is Osborne Addition, Lot 1 and north one-half of Lot 2 within the town of Lano,
AVS
Lano County,
Media
Texas.
Demo.
The physical address is 709 Flag Creek Drive. And I'm going to also...
Before we go any further, I...
AVS Media Demo.
...excuse myself from this agenda item due to a conflict of interest.
Thank you. All right.
AVS Media Demo.
All right, so I'm going to open up the public hearing commentary at this time. Do I have folks? So if you want to continue or bring your comments, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
AVS Media Demo.
It gets a little confusing for us.
No, it's all right.
AVS Media Demo.
So my question was that we took this, it was asked to be approved several years ago, am I correct?
AVS Media Demo.
Okay, and we voted it down.
That is correct. Yeah.
And what has changed between...
What has changed is...
AVS Media Demo.
The core is no longer against it. What has changed is the city has a new ordinance, number 15.
AVS Media Demo.
We have thoroughly reviewed it. I think you all have a copy of my comments on that ordinance and how we plan to operate...
AVS Media Demo.
Every single article in that ordinance and how we intend to operate. I've given samples of the signage that we intend to...
AVS Media Demo.
Ordinance. I gave a sample of rules that will be inside the structure per that ordinance.
AVS Media Demo.
We have changed who is the local person that will be managing this property.
I didn't get that part.
So we have...
AVS Media Demo.
Our lot is situated, we have two lots. The house is on the lot that's further west, which sits next to Hal Ellsworth.
AVS Media Demo.
And then there's a vacant lot, and then we have 703 Fly Creek Drive. And 703 Fly Creek Drive is opposed to it.
AVS Media Demo.
The trustee of that property sent in a letter, and I think I addressed pretty much every one of her concerns in
AVS Media Demo.
Compliance stuff.
And just for y'all's knowledge too, we've got two letters opposing and one in support that we'll read as a
AVS Media Demo.
You guys are complete.
Okay. So the two that are opposed are for the same residents.
Yes.
One is the trustee for the trust that owns the property, and one is for
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah.
And we met with the beneficiary of that trust. For gosh, a couple hours.
AVS Media Demo.
We want to be a good neighbor. I mean, where we currently live in Austin, we love all our neighbors and get along with them, and we want.
AVS Media Demo.
When you say you met with them, this time, or you talked previously?
We met him like 10 days ago.
Okay.
At Fuel Coffee House. And
AVS Media Demo.
One of the big concerns was who was going to be managing it. And then we also clarified we'll have cameras outside. We also have
AVS Media Demo
monitored with recordings. So if there are complaints, we can actually address them and find out what's going on. The local
AVS Media Demo.
She manages other properties similar, and she's hands-on. So I mean, she meets the
AVS Media Demo.
Anybody can come there. The other thing that was of concern was weddings, because this is like...
AVS Media Demo.
That's a lovely wedding venue. But I said, well, we don't intend to have weddings there. We're not marketing as a wedding venue. We're not operating a business...
AVS Media Demo.
Allowing families to come and enjoy Lando. And we have a maximum occupancy. It's not like you can have a giant party there.
AVS Media Demo.
It's a neighborhood. You know, if I lived there, I wouldn't want people to have weddings and parties. I mean, you know, you have the one-off neighbor that has...
AVS Media Demo.
Happens, but that's not the intent of our request for a permit, is not to have an event space. It is simply...
AVS Media Demo.
Enjoy, like our family comes and enjoys. And as Phil mentioned, yeah, we hope to make this our home. Right now,
AVS Media Demo.
We come here as much as we can because we love this city. We love our neighbors. We're making friends here, like, you know, Evelyn and Ed.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, the Mormons, the Charlie Kay, you know, we've met all of our neighbors and we enjoy them all.
AVS Media Demo.
So Julie, the reason that we're back is we just want to get all the information.
AVS Media Demo.
Some people that had set it up, and we apologize, but we didn't really probably do that very well, and so we apologize for that.
AVS Media Demo.
And we're committed and we're responsible, and we want to be a blessing to the city as well as others. So, I mean, that's...
AVS Media Demo. I really appreciate what you're saying, because the last time I also live on the river, and I can guarantee you I call the police probably more times than
AVS
I should
Media
be allowed
Demo.
To, and I had to fight for years to get a sign put up so that people aren't down there. I pick up garbage.
AVS Media
Demo. We see people driving on our neighbor's yard
right.
with no consideration of
AVS Media Demo.
And I have been spent a lot of nights up worried over that.
Well, we had
AVS Media Demo.
Kayak across from the park onto our property, and he said one time he had his binoculars, and he said, to his friend,
AVS Media Demo.
Barbecue grill? They kayaked across from the park with the barbecue grills, had barbecue on our property. And, I mean, we don't really care.
AVS Media Demo.
Except
at the same time,
in a burn ban.
Exactly, yeah. So.
And we did lease our property out kind of long term.
AVS Media Demo.
15 months.
And so, and that did not actually work that well. We like coming here. We like being a part of it. We like.
AVS Media Demo.
Big skid steer on tracks, right?
Well, I can guarantee I kayak down there frequently, and it looks a lot.
AVS Media
I
Demo.
I appreciate you sharing what has changed.
Yeah.
I think you asked the question, Taryn, like, why are they doing this?
AVS Media Demo.
I think a big part of why they're doing it 2 years later is something they still believe in. But secondly, y'all keep changing ordinance 1551. So there was never a short
AVS Media Demo.
Now it currently is, depending on where you look on your website. Some places it says it is, some places, so it's kind of inconsistent. So that's a big reason why they're here.
AVS Media Demo.
Trying to find a back door. We're not trying to find a back door. Y'all put that on your special in your 1551 ordinance because you saw the need for it.
AVS Media Demo.
Just because someone woke up one morning and decided to do it. There's a need for it, and it could be a great and wonderful opportunity for this whole town. I love
AVS Media Demo.
Industry that we need to support.
You're 100% correct.
In general,
I've been coming here for
years.
This was
Broncos in a college town.
You're exactly right.
AVS
and I come from a tourist town that has seen it go way bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I'm asking what has changed in this time. And I really appreciate
AVS Media Demo.
It's their homestead. It's a place that I love to come, hang out, try and fly fish, try and find the fish that's driving me crazy.
It's catfish. It's catfish.
But
AVS Media Demo.
Down the tree to make sure it's beautiful.
Perfect.
Next time you're kayaking, now.
I appreciate
it. One person kayaking, I'm not sure if it was you or not, said, what did you plant out there?
AVS Media Demo.
Palm trees, because the palm trees are all older. And our neighbor, Lance, even said, Mr. Wingate had that place on the
top. AVS Media Demo.
Immaculate. And I was like, that's our goal. And when we have long-term rentals in there, they just don't keep it.
The folks that are, I got one more question.
AVS Media Demo.
So the folks that are on the petition, or not a petition, but the signature you have, are they all neighborhood folks?
Yeah, they all live. We walk all the way down Black Creek Drive.
AVS Media Demo.
On Black Creek Drive. From the moment by the nursing home all the way around. So.
And there's many people that aren't on there.
AVS Media Demo.
One lady that wouldn't sign because she is good friends with them and she doesn't want to play in, you know. She doesn't want to offend anybody.
AVS Media Demo.
Have a problem, and she's like, I don't have any problem.
Okay.
But we talked to the Hawthorns, the Womans, the Grays. I don't know.
AVS Media Demo.
We talked to Sue. We talked to Mike.
We gave them all our phone numbers.
Yeah.
If there's any issues.
To call
AVS Media Demo.
Okay.
Yeah. And if we're not available, that's our daughter, Abby. Grace back there, and she'd be here in our
AVS Media Demo.
She actually is in Austin,
okay.
But she comes here.
We're an hour away.
She comes a lot.
I go to Austin a lot.
And
AVS Media Demo.
Annette is constantly, you need a mower, you need anything, you call me, I'll be there, so.
One of the things in the ordinance is that you're.
AVS Media Demo.
In 60 minutes.
We do. We have a local contact. She is actually here in Plano.
That's about a mile away where the crow flies.
Okay.
So you've got managers.
AVS Media Demo.
So she'll be the property manager that's on site.
Well, I think the biggest issue that we had going into this when we were just creating.
AVS Media Demo.
Breaking away from SDR or establishing SDRs and defining bed and breakfast was that in certain areas that we coveted, such as the river, to maintain the pristineness that they are right now. And that has changed a lot since I moved here.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, because one of the other screens that you have is with the short-term rental ordinance is that the density requirement is 20%.
AVS Media Demo. Mm-hmm.
So that if you're beyond that, you can't get a permit. If you're already beyond that. And her office, building codes tracks that. So
AVS Media Demo.
Comes in, the first thing they check is the density check to see if there's already too many there. So I'm going to let Jed talk real quick because he's had his hand up for quite a while.
AVS Media Demo.
I just came to speak on that other item, but I noticed this. I was involved. I was at the city council meeting when this came up.
AVS Media Demo.
For bed and breakfast.
You seem like very nice people. The main problem was having.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, is that there are children that play in that street. There are young kids that play on Flat Creek.
AVS Media Demo.
The comments that I heard was that having new people come in for a rental, new people.
AVS Media Demo.
To get there, they're worried about the children. That's what I recall.
AVS Media Demo.
So that would be the only thing I have to say on that.
Okay. Do I have any other
AVS Media Demo
at this time or anything? And then I'll ask if anybody have any questions or any questions.
No, we're going to go to
AVS Media
Demo. Yeah,
I'm going to do that. I don't know of any young children on that.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, to drive down there.
That could change, you know.
Yeah,
it can change. And if it is an issue,
AVS Media Demo.
And we can put that on our list as well of people that apply. Hey, this is really important.
AVS Media Demo.
I spoke with our property manager today, and that's one of the things she intends to drill home with everybody. That
AVS Media Demo.
That's inside the building that we gave to y'all. This is a family neighborhood. We love our neighbors, and we want them to respect our neighbors.
AVS Media Demo.
And we did get that and read through it, so.
And we want it in the best interest of the city.
Yeah,
so
AVS Media Demo.
And it's bringing people in to come into your city and spend dollars and,
I'm gonna let Diana
AVS Media Demo.
Did we close the public?
Nope, still up.
Okay.
So if you want to read into that.
All right.
Yeah.
Because we have an audience and because some
AVS Media Demo
aware of the history, on the agenda center where all of this packet is located, the letters that came in.
AVS Media Demo.
So I wanted to read these so that the audience would understand what's going on. The first one is from a neighbor.
AVS Media Demo.
Concern, my home is located right next to 709 Flight Creek Drive. I have no objection to the approval of the special use permit.
AVS Media Demo.
Phil and Donna Gosch are good people and respect others. They care about the neighborhood and want to make things better. I know they won't abide by the rules.
AVS Media Demo.
In favor of the permit. The next one is from Danita Giroux, who is the attorney for the trust.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm the trustee for the property located at 703 Flight Creek Drive. Please be advised I am opposed to the issuance of a special
AVS media demo
for the purpose of a short-term rental for the property located at 709 Flag Creek Drive. My concerns are the noise level that may be associated
AVS media demo
and traffic that may result from a short-term rental of property for such events as weddings and parties. I am also concerned that the issuance of
AVS media demo
of properties around it, including the property that I am entrusted with. Further, the neighborhood where the property is located is a neighborhood
AVS media demo.
Short-term rental may disrupt the environment of the property and interfere with the individuals that reside in homes located near 709.
AVS media demo.
The above referenced property is located in a single-family zone and only single families should be allowed to occupy the properties.
AVS media demo.
We've all seen
okay,
them.
Yeah, we
received them.
AVS media demo.
The last one is to planning and zoning regarding my home at 703 Flag Creek Drive.
AVS media demo.
The same property at 709 Flag Creek Drive. At that time, they wanted to secure an SUP for a B&B. The neighbors
AVS media demo
objected strenuously to having a commercial operation of any kind in our neighborhood. Not only is this an SF1 neighborhood, but it is
AVS media demo
overlooks Badu Park. Their SUP was rejected by planning and zoning due to the neighbors and their objections. This was an
AVS media demo
also rejected the SUP on the grounds it was the same as planning and zoning neighborhood objections.
AVS media demo
be for an STR, which in my mind is essentially the same thing. The bottom line is I do not wish to have any type of commercial
AVS media demo
and feel that after having a B&B rejected by planning and zoning and city council, this is an attempt to do the same thing but through a back door.
AVS media demo.
I was interested in this to see. Do you guys have any questions?
AVS media demo.
They have the addresses there on the side there.
Yes.
AVS media demo. AVS media demo.
Let me see that.
You could have had a lot more on there because y'all have the two, that was just, I'll be quiet.
It's a lot for us to absorb because, again, we denied it several years ago.
And then, that was before you had, and now we have this ordinance to follow.
AVS
media
on
demo.
This petition here that has 8 different addresses on Flag Creek that are in favor of the permit. Yeah. So just for public.
AVS
public
media demo.
I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing portion on item 4C. And we'll open up the regular agenda item for item 5C.
AVS media demo.
Discussion of a possible action to approve a special use permit to allow for a short-term rental located within single-family zone 1. The legal
AVS media
is
demo.
In addition, lot 1 and north one-half of lot 2 within the town of Lano, Lano County, Texas. Physical address is 709.
AVS media demo.
I think one of the things I want to say about this is that I've been on the Planning and Zoning Commission for
AVS
about a year and
media
a half now.
Demo.
And one of the things that we took on right about the time frame we came on, they were taking on was short-term rental ordinances, and there was all
AVS media
kind of
demo.
When someone would come to the city as far as approval processes, tracking, control of those, how to get where you can get law enforcement
AVS
aware
media
of all of
demo.
And everything in all of our neighborhoods and everything. How to put, restrictions are very
AVS media
well done
demo.
Restrictions to make sure that you have a quality item in the neighborhood. So a lot of the conditions for the current for some
AVS media demo
to apply maybe 2 years ago is a lot different because you have a lot more recourse as a neighbor if you have
AVS media demo
and they're causing issues. you can make the phone calls and their permits could be pulled and they can have to stop operating if they're not doing it right.
AVS Media Demo.
The other thing I would say about short-term rentals too is that they have to present us with a condition thing. It goes through an inspection by the city.
AVS Media Demo.
The properties normally are well maintained in the city, so you get maybe a better product in the neighborhood.
AVS Media Demo.
An owner may have to keep it very nice. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying that they have a major requirement. They have to do that, and they can be inspected by the city.
AVS Media
and
Demo.
And they can inspect, I think, once every 2 years for the actual when they renew their permit. So that's some of the environmental changes are there, and I sound like I'm expressing support.
AVS Media
I'm just saying,
Demo.
I'm throwing that out there on the record to know that there's a lot different environment as far as when you come in to do an SCR in Llano currently. And then the other thing was our density restriction.
AVS Media Demo.
We thought really hard about, like the city of Fredericksburg, you know, and they basically have over 1,500 of
AVS Media Demo.
Overnight, kind of nightly rental things in Fredericksburg. And so the neighborhoods really, and right like now they're going through a process even of trying to eliminate a lot of those.
AVS Media Demo.
To try to, because it's gotten over dense. And so, anyway, that's one of the reasons that we put a density requirement on the process too. So
AVS Media
we're not
Demo.
Loading up an entire city block with SDRs. And so that's my only commentary for that. So yeah. Does anybody else have any discussion?
AVS just, Media Demo.
I'm impressed by the due diligence. I have to admit, last week I was
AVS Media Demo.
In Mr. Moran's position. I did a remodel for John Moran years ago. I'm very familiar with that area. And
AVS Media Demo.
Why they don't want a bunch of parties going on. And I get that. Mm-hmm. But and after hearing what you said,
AVS Media Demo.
I went back and forth, but I think they deserve the SVR, the issue.
I've been back and forth.
AVS Media Demo.
Stated with one of the other issues, the public input is really important to me personally. And this
AVS Media Demo.
A couple of years ago, the people that live there and the people that have been there take precedence.
AVS Media Demo.
In this case, and then we have the issue of we denied it before, and so did council.
AVS Media Demo.
But when there's eight people on that list and the other neighbor, which I'm thinking is Cindy, that didn't want to sign it.
AVS Media Demo.
I don't know. This is difficult.
I guess, a little different than last time, because last night was specific for
AVS Media Demo.
Correct?
Yeah. No, sir. It was the same.
It was the same for short term.
But we didn't have.
AVS Media Demo.
No clear ordinance or guidelines or anything.
Okay.
And
we were just writing off the
frankly,
rules.
Frankly, I don't believe our representative was very.
AVS Media Demo.
We've been told that. So
okay.
We apologize for that.
Well, no. I mean, one of the things I'll say is that I'll agree with what Brian said is that we haven't
AVS
had
Media Demo.
Since I've been, at least since I've been doing this, where the due diligence was the same as this. So it's pretty extensive that you went and talked to the neighbors.
AVS Media Demo.
That actually the executor that owns the house that's next door to that and try to work with their objections and everything. I think those are all
AVS Media
they show an intent to want to go out to do the right thing with operating the dwelling.
And we will continue to work with the neighbor next door. I mean, it's not like
one AVS Media Demo.
To do our best to satisfy them.
All right. Well, is there any more discussion?
AVS Media Demo.
I
think it's been City Council can have lots to say. I move that we approve the request.
AVS Media Demo.
City Council.
So to council for disposition. All right.
Because a lot has changed.
And Brian second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
AVS Media Demo.
And I believe that's our last agenda item. So
thank you all.
We'll just say we're adjourned. Thank you.